Hey, I'm going to start us off with a little something out of Jeremiah 10. All is nothing compared to you, O God. You're wondrously great, famously great. Who can fail to be impressed by you, King of the nations? It's your very nature to be worshipped. Look far and wide among the elite of nations. The best they can come up with is nothing compared to you. God is the real thing, the living God, the eternal King. Kim prayed a minute ago, earthquake. When he's angry, earth shakes, and the godless nations quake. He thunders, and rain pours down. He sends the clouds soaring. He embellishes the storm with lightning, and he launches wind from his warehouse. The portion of Jacob is the real thing. He puts the whole universe together and pays special attention to Israel. He pays special attention to you. And what's his name? God of the angel armies. And it's his very nature to be worshipped.
We praise you this morning, God. We lift up your name. You are so worthy. You are so great. You are so awesome. We are in awe of who you are, God. And you are deserving of all our praise. And so we give it to you this morning. We give it to you this morning. Will you guys stand with me as we just celebrate our King this morning?
Thank you.
Young and old, most everyone have probably heard the phrase, "Oh yeah, I remember them. I remember them when they were this tall. I remember them when they were just a young buck." I haven't been here long enough that anyone can say that about me, thankfully. But what that's saying is, it doesn't matter what you've succeeded. It doesn't matter what level you've reached. I know you like I knew you. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were sick, before you were broken, before you graduated, before you got married, I knew you." I didn't know you because your mom was a Christian. I didn't know you because you were destined to be one. I knew you because I formed you. So when the enemy accuses you to God, you know what God says? He says, "Oh no, I remember them. I knew that. I know them like I knew them. Before all that." We're going to take our tithes and offerings now. We can give up here in the basket or on the wall in the back or at akbridgeofhope.com. When you tithe and when you give your offering here, it's not obedience to Zach or Pastor. It's not generosity to this house. It's partnership with Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Your provider that put that other 90% in your pocket. Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, we thank you. We thank you that you know us like you knew us before we were formed. And we thank you that we have a house that we can sow into. And Father, I ask that you would bless this seed today. If it's a sacrifice to give, we have an altar. What a perfect place to put your sacrifice. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So I saw three doors open in heaven during the song. And the first door was really, really low, like only this tall. And the second door was a revolving door. And the third door was on the ceiling. It was up high. And the Lord said, every person in this room, one of these doors belongs to you. So the first door takes great humility. I mean, literally, it's a belly crawl to get through here. And some of us, the Lord wants to gift us with that type of humility and develop that in us and encourage us in it. I want that. That's the one I want. I want that kind of humility. The second one, the revolving door, was to go in, receive from heaven what you need to pull down to earth, and come back out. So it was like, you can go in, you can come out. You can go in, you can come out. And the third door was like ascension. The only way through was through worship. And it was like a leap. And it took faith, and it took worship. I want all three doors, right? So, Father, I pray that today you would show each one of us individually that door that you've opened for us. And, Lord, give us the faith and the eyes to see, the ears to hear, to enter in to what you're offering. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
able to come into the throne room and sit at his feet is that he made us holy. We wouldn't be able to be there. We wouldn't be able to be there if he hadn't done that. We wouldn't be able to come and see him face to face. So can we sit in this atmosphere right now? Can we sit in the throne room of God just for a little bit longer? Just a little bit longer.
I saw Jesus walking down here, down front. And if you only knew the beauty of his presence, it's calling you.
Hey, Ben, can we do communion?
Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." That's the voice of a physical man speaking to his soul, the seat of his thoughts, his will, and his emotions, to bless the Lord. And all that is within me, we may think that means with all my strength and all my energy, but in the Hebrew, it actually means my organs, my bones, the things that make me the man that I am, should cry out in praise to the Holy One. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, heals all your diseases. That's present perfect. It's continuous. It wasn't past tense, happened. It is ongoing. He redeems our lives from destruction. That is continuous. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Yeah. New today.
Yeah.
He satisfies your mouth with good things, that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. Do we remember that we were the enemies of God? And that he chose to bridge that gap between us. It was his action that caused reconciliation. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. How can that be? It just said he was just and righteous. That's because those iniquities were laid on him, and he bore them for me. That's the whole premise of redemption. He redeemed me. The claim that destruction and death had against my life, he paid in full through the death of his son. Phil talked about when he was a kid, little punk or whatever he said, running around. Remember when you were a little kid and, "I love you. Love you, Daddy. I love you more." "Yeah, but I love you this much." God says that. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so far is his love for you. How far is that? Science says that if you travel the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second, you can go around the world 7.5 times in a second. But it'll take you about 95 billion years to get just to the end of what we can see. So you better start now. We don't have the capability to comprehend the expanse of his love for us. So when I read this, "O my soul, bless the Lord." Appendix, bless the Lord. Pinky toe, bless the Lord. Micah 7 says, "Who is a God like you that pardons iniquities, passing over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? Who does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy?" That's our God. Isaiah 43 says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Beside me there is no Savior. The thing that makes him above everything else is that as an omnipotent creator God, he chose to become a Savior, to rescue me. What you have in your hands is a gift from the one who created you, from the one who had authority to destroy us because of our rebellion and our sin, but instead chose to be a Savior and reconcile us to Him. What an amazing thing. Father, You are above understanding. Your ways past finding out. Your love knows no measure. It's beyond our comprehension. We're so humbled that the God of heaven would purchase me back at the cost of His only begotten Son. What an honor. What a humbling privilege to be Your children. Remind us anew, afresh this morning, of Your mercy, Your loving kindness, and Your faithfulness to us. We love You. We give You praise. You alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Who's on the worship team? Everybody should be raising their hands right now. These guys go to the practice. These guys keep us from just having to do kumbaya. But everyone's on the worship team today. My wife, May, she said she didn't want any birthday presents or Christmas presents this year. She just wanted to teach children's church today. So if anyone else wants to experience that kind of joy, Sandra, raise your hand. She leads the children's ministry, so Ignite Kids, they're going to head out. So kids 5th grade and under, dismissed. Youth staying in here. Sweet. We're going to... say hello for a second.
All right, let's come back together. Hey, I got an announcement to make real quick. This coming Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we are having another worship and prayer night. Everyone's welcome, and so far they have been like crazy good. So... yeah, come and join us Wednesday night, and it'll be a time of worship, prayer, intercession for the state, for the nation, and yeah, so everybody's welcome. Everybody doing good? Are we alive? Okay, just making sure. You're making me nervous, Anne. Well, it's cameras. I usually charge for that. if you didn't catch Phil's announcement about children's ministry, they are looking for help. And so if you want to be part of what they're doing and imparting to our children, we invite you to go see Sandra and let her know you'd like to be a part of that. And sow into the future of kiddos. And I am not one who's ever been like teenagers or children are the church of tomorrow. They are the church right now, the church today and now. And God set this up to be a generational thing, not a single